creep team in the house. Everybody else might be out and about, but we are ready to work. I am joined here by the one and only psychopathic engineer extraordinaire, the man behind the curtain for what is now known as an underground classic, Fearless Fred Fury. Straight Jacket, how are you doing, good sir?
Great. I'm doing great.
Okay. They're saying there's no sound. It should be good.
You should be good.
Well,
it's okay. It's okay.
No sound.
It's okay. Listen, honey. We're going to get this up right. As you guys may notice, there is a little bit of it's a little different layout. But that's because we're doing this on a whim. We decided
we don't need sound.
Should we do it? Sound. Should we not do it? We're going to do it.
It just reminded me of a line from Back to the Future. I was just going to change it. Where we're going, we don't need sound. Do you know what I'm talking about, though?
No, I don't.
No, no idea.
You've never seen Back to the Future?
Dude, I'm just kidding. Marty McFly, bro.
Where we're
come
going,
on.
We don't need roads. That was the original line by Dr. Emmett Brown.
I'm gonna post these here. I want everyone on Psychopathic TV knowing. Obviously, you can see it's being shared from my page again because I need them clout points.
Yes.
And we're going to be getting heli views with them clout
points.
If you're
not getting that, what are you doing?
Is it really for anything?
Is it? Does it even count?
We want to address that you may notice that my one of my amazing co-hosts, the Rude Boy, is not in the building. He is currently sick. Rude Boy, my brother, if you have what I'm getting over, I wish you the best because this is my first day back at the office.
Yeah. It must be going around the office because, like, my nose has been running.
He's been
sick. Mike's been sick.
Yep.
I've been sick.
You are always sick.
Sick with it.
Sick with it.
All right. Here we go. Let me do this here.
We going?
Yeah, we're going. I'm sorry. Just taking me a second.
Yeah.
What do you got in your hand, Straight?
Well, I have two amazing records.
Tell us about them.
I mean, honestly, no. All jokes aside, if you guys don't have these yet, you're fucking up. Mm-hmm. These records are dope. You know, and we spent a lot of time on this. We did a lot of work on this. I feel they're masterpieces. I love the fucking records. So...
You're good.
So
he's killing it.
Pick this up. Fearless Fred Fury. Look at it.
How many tracks on that bad boy?
Wow.
Sorry.
17.
Oh.
That's a lot.
Oh.
And then you also can pick up his companion. And they have special, what is it, indie exclusives at your independent record stores where they come sealed nicely together. So you cannot see the track listing. You blindlessly go into it. You didn't know if the flip was a single.
Because you don't have Google on your phone and can look it up in the store right there.
A lot of people think it's a single at the record stores.
Do they really?
Yeah, they're like, in the other single it comes with. I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about, man.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yeah.
Huh.
Well, anyway.
Happened.
It's not a single. Actually, it's 12 tracks of exclusive extra freshness from Fred's companion, Flip the Rat.
So, and you know what? The reviews are in for those that have heard Flip the Rat. A lot of people are digging it, man. There's some bangers on that boy.
Oh,
some features with our boys DJ Paul, Ouija Mac, Big Hoodoo.
Yes.
Flip is not to be slept on, bro.
No, you know, and it's really great. You know, there's a lot. It was hard in the process of being like, okay, what, you know, are we going to do for each record, the layouts and everything, you know? And there was a couple songs that we went back and forth on, like where it should be placed. And it was really hard. There was so much content. Mm-hmm. And it was just really dope that it was like, fuck, man, you know?
Yeah.
It was like, you know, Jay would be like, oh, I like this shit. I like this stuff. And I'm like, you know, I like this. And Joey likes this. And, you know, it was like, but they came out.
Yeah.
You know, they came out really dope. Everything just kind of fucking
melted together.
Like the albums flow together.
Yeah.
Really good. Like, we've spent a lot of time on, like, transitioning everything into each other and letting it all flow, like, just this continuous program that's just so fucking fresh to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. I love shit like that, you know? And both records just go right in, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can definitely tell when you put in Flip, you know, it's a continuous part of the other record, you know?
Right,
All the transition stuff, everything kind of similar, kind of, it all just... does things
to your body,
does things to your mind,
it makes you think,
it makes you feel,
you know. After I finished Fearless Fred Fury, I had to take a shower to cleanse my body. I wasn't ready. Then I got out and I listened to Flip the Rat, and you know that feeling when you get out of a shower and you have to take a poop and you feel like it was all for naught? Well, that's how I felt. I had to get back into the shower, because that album left me feeling dirty and raw just as well. So I actually called. I called Josh to come in and help bathe me in the shower, because my limbs didn't work. My wig was left from my body. We still haven't found it. As you can see, I'm missing my beard. I'm just trying to grow that back. I lost everything here on my face, everything. So that's why you haven't seen my face since I've been back.
I too lost everything except weight.
Yeah, no, you gained a lot of that.
I did.
Yeah, you're getting your cheese and bread.
Yeah, I was getting my cheese and fucking bread.
No, but for real, guys, Fearless Fred Fury is here to stay. We are so glad that all you guys seem to be enjoying it for the most part. Haters, you can suck a dick as always. But we really hope you guys have been enjoying it, Fred and Flip. For those of you who have got it, if you haven't got your Flip the Rat, but you got Fred, and you're like, I can't find that bitch anywhere. What do I got to do to get this son of a bitch? You got to take that redeemable code that was in your physical copy of Fearless Fred Fury. Go to psychopathicmerch.com. You'll see right on the homepage, there's a link you can click. Add your little fucking code there and have Flip sent to your house. I actually did that myself, even though I bought one at Juggalo Day weekend. And it came in. The Flip came to my house. It was a fun time. So I have a couple copies here.
It was very fun.
Yeah, I think it was really fun. For real. Thank you guys so much. You can see there was a lot of success smashing through Billboard charts. There's like a million categories. I don't know how some of these categories happen, but thank you guys. That's all to you guys. That's all to your support. So
yes, thank you for real.
Yeah.
'Cause, you know, it's been nothing but love. I mean, I've gotten tons of messages, people congratulating me.
Because you did a good job.
You know,
yeah.
Yep. Thanking us, telling, you know, stories of how dope the record is. You know, that shit's really fresh. Keep that up. You know, don't ever feel like, you know, I love reading that shit. So when you send stuff in, it's really dope. You know what I mean? It's always good to hear the reactions.
Yeah. Yeah. We like it. I mean, that's how you grow. That's how you get better.
I got a lot of, actually on the Flip record, the song Be Safe, there was a lot of people hitting me up like, yo, that's so fresh. ICP put in there the line about cannibal and stuff like that. And, you know, that was, you know, that was awesome.
No, it was, man. That was fucking powerful.
Yeah.
And you know what I seen? I seen in some on Facebook, a lot of people saying that they would like to see Be Safe, the new Faygo Armageddon song.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and it kind of, you know what I'm saying? I think that would be pretty fresh. I ain't going to lie. So maybe that's something we can pass.
Yeah, that's like another one of those things, like when we were talking about, like, you know, where to go with tracks and stuff. You know, you got like Freedom and then you got Be Safe. They're both just great. Like, you know, they always do those kind of ending songs, especially on Joker cards that are just like that, like, just ending it on that super positive, like, awesome note. You know, the songs are always real, real dope. I don't know, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know what you're saying.
It's fresh, you know, but Be Safe is definitely dope. Freedom's dope. You know, it's really dope.
No, and one more thing or two I wanted to talk about is we heard a lot of people saying that they wanted, this is during the pre-orders, that they wanted more merch. They wanted some new designs. So we did that.
Yes, bro.
We stepped up the game. We brought a couple pieces. I'm going to show mine off first.
Okay.
I'm a basketball jersey guy. I always say I want more basketball jerseys. I know it's probably the least popular, but my big ass, I get too hot in them hockey jerseys. This boy, I just took this. Look at that. Look at Fred's face on there. You got the hatchet man. Or no, it's not the hatchet
it's
man.
Not it's the hatchet
fist.
Man.
What? It's the fist.
It's the fist.
It's the fist punching you in your fucking mouth.
Bro. Ooh.
You got the red, the white, the black. That's on psychopathicmerch.com straight. Which one did you grab, though, well, bro?
I grabbed
the
baseball jersey.
Ooh.
This fresh, can you see? Yes. Fred Fury with the little fist here. Flawlessly
That's so printed, fresh.
Embroidered on a pinstriped baseball jersey with the Fred on the sleeve. On both sleeves. Fight back. Fight back.
Yeah.
665.
Mm-hmm.
On the back. And let me say again for the front, for the ones that couldn't hear me because I was all reverbed out. Far, far away. In the Fred Fury.
That's pretty dope.
Fist. Fearless. Face. Fucking lots of Fs.
Lot of Fs, bro.
So there we go. But that's just a couple of jerseys among all the freshness we have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when I'm looking over here. You know, I want to look at you. I love this camera, though. But anyway, there's just a lot of freshness coming out, and we are going to continue to pump out more freshness for Fred Fury and other exciting merch designs brought to you. By Psychopathic Records at psychopathicmerch.com.
He said it. When my boy's in the zone, in the zone.
Yeah, that was like, you know, I totally went in there just freestyling that, and it just turned out amazing. You would have thought I wrote that down.
We're going to take that segment, and we're going to turn that into a commercial. You'll probably see it on social media within the next 5 days.
Yep.
Because that made me want to go fucking buy some merch. I'm like, I got to quit being a bitch, bro.
But... not only do we have jerseys, but we've got new... I've seen beanies come through, you know, a shit ton of new t-shirts.
Yeah.
Hats. All different kinds of hats. All different kinds of jerseys, hockey jerseys, baseball jerseys.
Jackets. Yeah.
Jackets.
Oh, bro, the jacket. You guys both got new jackets. I didn't even get one yet.
Man, I got this Flip the Rat jacket. It's fucking dope. So, you know, we got Flip the Rat jackets. I think we got, like, the Fight Back jackets. Mm-hmm.
The hoodie.
We got straight jackets.
Hoodie. We got hoodies. We got, man, all kinds of stuff.
Psychopathic merch.
Yep. Psychopathicmerch.com.
Yeah. And it's good. It's good quality. Good quality stuff. When Straight's not doing things in the studio, he actually hand knits all of our jerseys.
I do.
He has an old wooden rocker at his house, and he sits there and watches 60 Minutes when he gets home, and he knits together these custom jerseys. Yeah. A lot of blood, you know, sweat, and tears, because he misses the needle a lot, and he pricks his fingers.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's what that is.
Red honestly, fingers. I just try to do anything I can do that involves sitting down because any kind of motion sends me into a sweating fury, if you will. So anything I can do to not lose weight and stay sitting down doing things.
What did we just do before we went live?
We sat here and we ate pizza.
We had pizza delivered to the studio. No one's here right now. We weren't supposed to do a show.
No.
We put the posts out that were like, you know what, guys, we can't do the show. A, I didn't even get to cover this. Jump Steady, my other co-host, partner in crime, is currently out. He is currently out.
Where?
With our best friend and compadre and CEO, Punch You in the Mouth Boy,
Billy Bill.
And they are out scouting the gathering grounds right now, putting where everything's going to go in place, making sure everything is in tip-top shape.
Let me just say something.
Say it.
For everyone, as I've seen a couple of rumors
going around. Can you squash them?
That the gathering is, man, it is so far from being canceled, man. We are not
definitely not
canceling the gathering. So for all the people that were on there, trolling or doing whatever they do best.
Yeah.
Making other people think things.
Yeah. Wow. We're not going to have it anymore.
No, actually, the shit's going down. They're down there looking at everything, you know, going over whatever they do, doing the Jump Steady spot. And Billy Bill things.
Yeah.
Same spot.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the rumors aren't true, man.
Yeah, definitely same spot. It hasn't changed. Same dates. Everything is exactly the same. So I don't know where all this started from, but there's nothing changing with the gathering at all.
Mm-hmm.
Springville.
And I talked to Jump Steady because I actually called him. There's a true story. I called him when we had the idea, when me, Josh, Straight Jacket were all here at the office working on some things. We said, man, we got the gang here. Why don't we do a show? And we were like, you know what? Let's call up Nick and Anthony. Nick was not able to make it. Me and him are beefing with yes, with yeah. Me and, yeah, me and him are very upset. He beat me in Call of Duty. And I've been sneak dissing him on Facebook.
That's actually why I'm sitting on this side of the table, because I'm on Nick's side.
Yeah. Oh, I did not know that. And you will get fucked up, son.
I'm just kidding.
You can catch Nick in PUBG.
Yeah, you can catch these hands whenever you want, though.
And Keegan's hands.
Yeah, you don't want these, man. They're like bricks. They're
fight
like
back.
You should. I could knock a baby out cold.
not Mr. No,
but,
baby.
But anyway, so not Anthony was able to join us. So round of applause for Anthony. He still came out after we said no show, no show. He said, "I'm gonna come out, man. We're gonna make sure this gets going because there's a decent amount of shit to talk about." We wanted to cover Fearless Fred, bro. This is such a great era. It's been so fun so far, and I think I speak for everybody. I do speak for everybody.
Usually don't even ask us. You just do it.
I just speak for you. As a matter of fact, you keep it up, I'm gonna unplug your mics. Okay. So Fearless Fred's coming, but the gathering, Super Gathering, 20
Super
Mania. Woo! That shit's heating up. I got word from Jump Steady before we took this show. He said, "I need you to tell them one thing. Tell them we understand the ticket sales. They're becoming soon. They'll be coming real soon. But the most important part is the site map, the Gathering 20 site map, so you can plot your little locations and plot where you're going to get fucked up so you can go catch main stage and then make it to Rude Boy's Purple Party Bash or whatever he's going to be doing. Or maybe you want to catch Keegan the Creep game show. You want to plan all this shit out. We know how it goes. The site map will be released this weekend.
Woo!
Whoa. This weekend.
This didn't know that. Weekend.
The site map is coming. That's what they are out there working on right now. And I wanted to make sure that you guys fucking know it. It's coming. So we're going to keep this party rolling.
Yeah.
That's his words, not mine. But we want you to know that it's going down. It's getting serious. It's getting crunch time. Okay? Yeah. There's time and then we crunch it.
Super.
Okay? It's super.
And I'm guessing you can expect big things this year.
Yeah.
It being the 20th annual. That's a lot of fucking gatherings. I remember the first one.
Which one?
The one in Novi, that shit was off the hook.
I did not get to go to that one, but I heard it was an amazing time.
It was.
Good.
It was. I mean, you didn't know what to expect, and those 2 days were awesome, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it just, you know, has gotten better and better since.
Of course.
So.
Isn't that the plan? You always want to up your game.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I'm curious, you know, like, you know, when it comes to the gathering, you know, all the freshness, all the flavor, man, sometimes even people like, you know, like us, like, you know, we're... you know, oblivious to it at first. You know? We're like, right. Fuck. You know, and then when we hear, we're like, holy shit. You know?
Yeah.
But, you know, they keep it pretty close. Like, Rob, man, he's, you know, Jump Steady. He's like, so, man, that dude works so fucking hard to make this shit as fresh as possible, you know? And it's just everybody does here, but especially him. You know what I mean? He especially goes in and just. That guy's a fucking machine with the gathering stuff.
No, 100%. I mean, and
it's very, very dope.
We want to put the absolute best, awesome experience together and make sure you guys enjoy it. It's a new location. I haven't got to see it yet, but Jump Steady, he's a man of few words at times, but he said his exact words is, it's fucking perfect.
Yeah, that's...
And he hardly ever says the F word. He's a good Christian boy. Yeah. He doesn't like to swear a lot, but sometimes...
You know, I looked over that, the site map stuff with him, and we were talking
about it. Oh, you seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're better than everybody else. Okay, gotcha. I didn't get to see it.
Well, I mean, no, like, not a finished one.
Okay,
this is, like,
bro,
because
you're about to piss me off.
The pre-stages of what's going on there, you know what I mean? Right. And, but, man, it's just, you know, it's going to be really fucking dope.
Yeah.
Like, I agree with that statement. Because what he was showing me, just that little talk we had, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
From what I've seen, there's a lot of trees.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. You know what my favorite part is? It's, shade, bro.
Yeah, not only that, but like when you go, you think about back in like the what was that, the Garrettsville? Like back then, like I was talking about that. I was like, man, you know what I loved about that shit is like when, you know, you just walk through them trails mm-hmm. and all the fucking parties everywhere, like out in the right. woods and stuff. It was just, it was so dope. And it was just like, I feel like walking through those trails and stuff, man, and everybody just partying in there. You just are stopping in at random sites and stuff. I think, man, it made the partying way fucking doper, you know, because everybody was just, you know, as the other gatherings, it's still just as fresh, but mm-hmm. it's so much more open, so everybody's more spread out. This, like, puts you there, so it's like, man, you're just walking by, you're seeing everything going on.
Yeah,
because it's all down these trails. So you're walking down and you're seeing everything. It's not so spread apart where there's just shit going on everywhere. You're just like, you know, there's always just where.
Bro, I hope there's going to be, like, hay rides and shit down these trails. That shit would be dope. You know, and didn't they do that?
Yeah,
Cave and Rock, right?
Yeah,
okay, yeah.
The school buses, like,
I never got on one. I just always missed it.
I'm excited about that. I'm hoping that it's like there's things like that there, you know, like just because of what I've seen from like the tree coverage and shit like that. I'm hoping it's kind of got that same feel.
Yeah,
it'd be cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, literally, man,
it'd be cool.
You know what? I can't wait to see either. Is what motherfuckers do with their campsites.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
We're having trees, and y'all are going to be putting up banners and having dope-ass, like,
for sure.
parties happening at each one. That's one of the most underrated parts of the gathering I've always felt was seeing what some other people put together for their parties.
Right.
Like, at night when I'm done and I'm off the clock and I get to really check things out, I always love that, man. I always get pulled into different people's campsites and parties. Remember back in the day, there was Club Chaos?
Yeah.
There was that shit was pop. Like, there was a lot of shit, man, back in the day. And I know motherfuckers are bringing their A game. I know it. I'm already seeing people like, we're going to have this. And I'm like, God damn.
Yeah.
You know, like, and that's making us want to step, because it's like, it's our event.
Right.
Like, and motherfuckers are already ready to outschool us, which is just, that just shows you the power of this scene, man. Power of the underground. There's nothing fucking like it, man.
No, I mean, I see so much fresh shit from just you know, everybody out there makes dope shit, scrub rags, all that stuff.
My
it's
God,
so
bro.
Fucking dope.
Come on.
You know, I'm like, holy shit. You know,
and you know what else is dope is that I hear there's gonna be a fucking crazy parking lot party.
Oh,
and there always is, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're doing like full concerts this year. I know a lot of
you
different
juggalos
are putting
shows
together.
You know, I've seen that kind of growing. Like, you know, I think the homie Damian Quinn did something like, I don't know if that was last year.
Gods of Chaos, they always throw down.
Like, I think like people like that are always doing some dope, and that shit's fucking fresh. I mean, but they like do like make a concert out there.
That's what
I'm
saying,
so fucking dope. I'm like, you know.
They bring their own stage. They got their own mic set up. Like, it's a nonstop party, and I know motherfuckers are going, I know they're going big this year.
You know, and if you've never been to the gathering, you know, I mean, don't let the 20th annual thing, like, you know, think like, oh man, you know, I haven't been to no other one. You know, this is a great time to start off. You know, you're going to come into the fucking mega motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so even new ninjas that are coming into it, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to get like the full fucking experience because this is like the one, you know what I mean? Like 20 years is pretty fucking dope to come
to
that.
To celebrate.
Especially such a festival that's gotten, so, you know, the name and everything's gotten out there so big. Like, people know. Like, everybody, nobody can deny it. You know, people have heard about the fucking gathering.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's, you know, it's huge. It's up there on, like, you know, when you think about festivals, you know, Gathering of the Juggalos.
Right,
know what I mean?
Right.
It's not just, you know, it's you know, it's gotten out there. You know what I mean?
You're getting emotional over there.
I am.
Yeah.
You know, I am. I think about it. I think of 20 years. I was having a little memory. Tom's having a little flashback, man.
I've seen it, dude. We've seen your thoughts in the air.
This is like a little bubble.
Yeah.
You can only see it if you're actually in the room, though.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's really weird.
It's pizza vision.
But no, you know, Gathering, there's so much stuff coming, like, right now, which... Isn't something happening in the
market? I think there is a project dropping tomorrow. It's been talked about. The rumors have been circulating. There's rumors have been aboard. And we are ready.
Tomorrow.
The Cypher.
Woo!
The next Psychopathic Cypher is dropping. But wait, there's more. Because we get to announce it right now on the Juggalo show. And this is one reason I wanted to make sure we were on there. Well, you might see the cipher tomorrow, but you're going to be like, wait, I'm not seeing it on the psychopathic outlets. Where is it?
Why not?
Because other people will be seeing it.
Huh?
Well, that's what? Simply because it is going to be featured and premiered
where?
On World Star Hip Hop.
Get World the fuck
Star.
Out of here.
World Star.
World Star.
We dropping that boy tomorrow. Yeah. Much love to World Star Hip Hop. Was like,
yes.
Like, yo, not going to lie. They were dope as fuck. They were like, yo, we want to feature that bitch. Like, it was crazy how everything happened. And we figured that'd be so fucking dope if they get to feature it and premiere it.
Yes.
I got to see, I'm not going to lie, I got to see the video.
I did too.
I was wearing blue jeans earlier, but I defecated myself.
What color are they?
They're now brown jeans, but I am in basketball shorts.
Brown.
Yeah. Pants. With no undies underneath. So if there's any more big news coming tonight, please wait until I'm home.
How is that different than any other day?
That's a good question. Yes. And we just had greasy pizza. So yes. So we just want to give you guys, the Juggalos, the heads up.
Make tomorrow, sure
stay tomorrow. Tuned to World Star Hip Hop. That bad boy's fucking dropping when they drop it, and then of course we will as well. There also might be something else dropping tomorrow after the video that you might want to stick around to our social media pages.
Yes,
because we might have something else dope lined up for you guys. I might have said too much.
You
know, I don't
always.
Know.
Always check the social media pages because, you know, the social media has gotten
very social
lately.
Yeah,
there's a lot very of exciting. Media. There's a lot of things happening, mm-hmm. things and stuff.
Yes,
very social
and stuff and mm-hmm. things.
I'm seeing people in the things. Chat are also talking about you know, other videos they want to see coming from Fearless Fred Fury, and I can say, stay tuned, because, oh no, we are not done with Fearless Fred Fury music videos.
We're not?
But yep. We're not. I'm not going to tell you which ones are coming. You're not ready yet. Handle the cipher, okay? Calm down one at a time, guy. We just dropped a lot of news right on your head. You probably fell off your grandmother's couch right now, and hopefully you got a life alert next to you, and the paramedics are there to revive you. But I can tell you, Fearless Fred music videos, yeah. Oh, they're coming.
You know, I'm really... I was curious about, you know, what people mm-hmm. were going to like from the record because, mm-hmm. you know, I obviously have my favorites and I've been listening to it for quite some time now.
Sure, I believe it.
But, you know, it's just like I go on there and I can't, you know, I can't pinpoint it because mm-hmm. it's just like people are seriously like
right
every track.
They're yeah.
Like, you know, this one, you know yep. what I mean?
There's a good flow,
it's so
though.
Crazy.
One thing that
I haven't seen anything where I'm like, can pinpoint and be like, you know,
yeah.
This, that's the one, you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody's just so...
I know, it's all
over the place.
Yeah. Now Fury made a huge
yeah,
jam, because that was a
you
hot
know, was,
single
yeah,
and is a hot yeah. music video, bro.
Yes, Fury is... I mean, Fury's like one of my favorites yeah. on the album,
yeah.
you know?
If and, you had... do you have a top three, or is that even too hard?
I mean, I have favorites on here.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
What's
you know
a straight what
dare
jacket?
We ask?
You know, I'm not even going to lie. Favorite? Like, I'd have to say, like, one of my favorite tracks on mm-hmm. here is Shimmer.
Yeah, man. Okay.
But it's, like, really hard to pick between that and Night of Red Rum. Because Night
yeah.
of Red Rum, man,
yeah.
that motherfucker just goes in
yep.
hard.
And the intro
like,
for that?
I yeah. just love how it's continuing on the Night of series. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? You
yeah.
have, you know. The night of, you know, Night of the 44, you
yeah.
know, Night of the,
yep.
you know, Chainsaw and this and that, blah, 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 you
yeah.
know, all the,
I'll be honest, when I saw the track
night
listing
of the Axe.
And I saw Shimmer, I did not think that's what I thought. I was thinking like a diamondy, like
yeah.
a
yeah.
happy
I
song.
No, Shimmer.
I was
that
like,
shit.
I wasn't yeah. ready.
You know, like I thought about that too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just thinking about like what other people, you know, reading
yeah.
the track list, like when we released the track list. Because, you know, people start thinking, like, okay, you know, I'm sure this song is like this. You know,
yeah.
you read Game mm-hmm. Over.
Right.
You know, how many people really thought that was going to be
right.
what the fuck it was?
Right,
you know, they're
right.
like, Game Over. They're like, oh, that's got to be a ruthless fucking song.
Yeah.
And then they get it, and it's this dope-ass game song, you know, with
yeah.
the old school. Obviously, you know, we love the old school Nintendo sounds and
yep.
all the other sounds
yep.
in there and stuff like that. Just the gaming sounds are mm-hmm. fresh as fuck.
And it's so
you
true,
know,
though, because it's just about
like
trolls.
But that's like with Shimmer. Like, I can see how somebody would think,
mm-hmm.
look at that and think, like, oh, here's, like, another, like, you know,
yeah.
Shiny Diamonds or something
right.
like that type of track.
Mm-hmm.
And then you
or
get
an upbeat song.
And yeah. it's this just this fucking paranormal fucking insanity.
Yeah.
And so descriptive of yeah. what's happening in that song. You know, it was just so great. Like, I remember when we recorded it, you know, and I was, you know, after everything was done and I'm sitting there mixing it and I'm just like,
yeah,
what the fuck?
Right. Yeah.
You know,
it reminded me of
the more I listen to it and the more as I'm mixing it, you know, I'm hearing it because, you know, I just sit, you know, mixing it. Obviously, I'm just sitting there listening and listening over and over.
Yeah.
And it's just like the more everything started hitting me and the story yeah. unfolds and you're just like, you know, hearing because, mm-hmm. you know, every time you go back and you hear something, you're hearing, you know, a
yeah,
little
new
bit
things.
More.
Yeah.
yeah. And you're just like, holy shit. Like mm-hmm. when you start piecing it together, I was like, man, that's just, you know, genius.
Yeah.
Genius, Mr. Joe Bruce. Genius.
Incredible.
I'll tell you real quick. I would say my top three that I'm listening to the most right now. And I'll even put them in order. Number three I got coming in is Satellite.
Woo.
Okay. I really
track.
And I'll be
shout
honest,
out to the homie Angie on the hook.
Angie
really
killed the hook
dope.
For real. I'll be honest, and I told you this when we talked on the phone.
You did.
I said I thought at first when I listened to Satellite, I'm like, this just ain't for me. And I listened to it two more times and I'm like, yo, this is my shit right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so Satellite is high on my list.
Yeah.
Number two, I'm going and I do this honest okay. to God. I do this in order. I count them as one because I love the intro of the album so much. I love that voice
yes.
and the sound effects. Like, and it's like when you know who's mad, the dead. And it's like, yeah. you know, but Red Fred, yo, I get hype
that
as fuck.
Is a great
yes,
song.
Red
a great
Fred,
song.
I think is very underrated,
yeah.
but I think it's the best way that album could have came out. Like, boom. All right. The first track. But my number one favorite right now that I play, like I'll listen to it.
Let me guess it.
I play it and I put it on repeat.
I like
probably
it
about four times. What do you think it is, Straight?
I think I got
seriously
it.
Seriously hilarious.
You motherfucker. I probably told you. Yes,
yeah, he did. And I just totally just called
that's
it.
Seriously, that's not cool, guys. Seriously hilarious is that raw.
No, I love that song.
It kind of reminds me of a 324 a little bit with just that Violent J is just so ruthless. In that, and the hook, everything, like everything bangs. You're on the chorus in that, like tell a funny joke.
Yeah.
You know, pretty fucked up. I never get
you.
Asked to do vocals,
I didn't
but
know
whatever.
That was him.
Yeah, that Straight Jacket on the chorus there.
Yeah, we Whoa. Do. I mean, you know, I'm randomly throughout it.
Yeah,
the introduction is uh-huh. actually me.
I believe you get. Is it really? No. Oh, I was like, no
it's,
fucking way.
It's not. But you said you liked it so much. Yeah.
But you are the intro of Flip the Rat. You're getting eaten by Flip, right? Hearsay.
No shit.
Hearsay.
Okay, maybe. No, I was just kidding. It wasn't Straight Jacket, you dummies.
He's not in the intro.
Yeah. No. I don't know. I thought
you know,
it was,
I
though.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, contributed to mm-hmm. additional vocals and things like that. You know, that's
yeah.
how we get the fresh shit. You know, everybody's involved. There's yeah. a lot of involvement with the mm-hmm. album. You know, it was... It was awesome, you know, doing
yeah.
the record.
A collaboration,
you know what I mean?
Of talented artists.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
There were just people in and out, you know, I mean, you know, just people that just come in and just sit down with us for a couple of days. Esham, you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Esham come in and we just sat there, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like, you know, I mean, he's obviously not on anything, but you know, everybody like, you know, comes in and does stuff, mm-hmm. you know, Hoodoo, you know, Light, Ouija Mac, you know,
yep.
everybody was in there and we're all just, you know,
mm-hmm.
running. It's all just... It's a dope process, you
yeah.
know what I mean? How everything just kind of unfolded and became Fred Fury.
How
know?
Does it feel, bro? Like growing up as a juggalo, and you get to work on what is some are considering the hottest Joker's card of the second deck, man. I'll be honest, it's not being biased, it's my favorite.
That's
you know,
awesome.
And there's I'm a big fan of Bang Pow Boom, Death Pop. Missing Link Lost, that was my shit for a minute. But this album, I don't know, man. There's just something, the message behind it.
Front to back.
The production, like little things like Willoughby Rags just throwing
yeah.
it back. Like, there's just so many things I appreciate about this
yeah.
album. But for you, man, and I know you're an OG.
Just, yeah, for sure.
And you were like, yo, this bitch is about to be a banger.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, I can't even
yeah.
describe it, man. It's mm-hmm. it's unreal. You know, up until the day that it came out, it was just like surreal. You're just sitting there like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, like it's about to be, you know, that once it came out, you know, that's when it really got real. It's like, shit, like we fucking did it. It's out. And then like, you know, going into any album in any genre, no matter what artist you are, you know, you got to worry about like, you know, are people going to like this? I mean, everybody worries about that because you want people, you know, when you make something, you want people to love it. You know
it's
what
your
I
creation.
Mean? Yeah. You know, and we worked so hard on it, you know, and then, man, I'll tell you what, like, I mean, I loved the album. I knew I was, you know, I was telling you guys, I'm like, this shit's fucking dope. You know, like, I'm not saying that because I made it like as a fan sitting back. Like I said, I had this bitch in my car numerous times.
Right.
You know what I mean? A different, you know, the different layouts, you know, the way everything works up to that point. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've listened to it so much in, you know, in and out, like both albums.
Yeah.
And when it actually just dropped, man, it was just like, holy shit. And then the fucking floodgates open and people are like, yo, this is fucking dope. Like,
yeah.
You know. Even people like, you know, I'm not going to name nobody, but even people you wouldn't fucking expect were hitting me up and showing us love, social media and stuff like that. You know what I mean? We're like, oh, fuck, like nobody can deny this. Like, it's dope. You know, and, you know, you'll always see some people that are like me.
Right.
You know what
I mean? Of course. Yeah.
This isn't this. You know, everybody's got their favorite. Everybody, you know, their first shit. You know, my first shit I ever heard was fucking Ringmaster way back in the day. Because my older brother, man, that was his shit.
That's so crazy.
So I grew up, I was 11 years old when that shit dropped. And I was like, you know, fucking, you know, that's the first shit I heard. So I'll always hold that. Like, Ringmaster's always, like, you know how you always, you got that, like, all right, man, you know, that shit's fresh. But
right.
It's not Ringmaster. Yep. But, man, you know, Ringmaster, you know, is 20-something fucking years old. Of course it's not Ringmaster.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Marks the time in your life.
You know what I mean? But that, you know, I think, like, Fred Fury is just, to me, is just so fucking dope. And I really love it. You know what I mean? I love it. And I think, you know, ICP fucking came hard and correct on this motherfucker, man. You know what I mean? It was just, it was a nice change.
Yeah.
You know, from the last album, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, this, you know, the aggression picked
or
up,
any
you know.
Album.
Right.
Well, yeah. Or, you know, it's just all just, you know, it's, awesome. It's, Fred Fury has its perfect mixture of a little bit, you know, of old school with new school. You know what I mean?
Yep.
There was a lot of new shit like Satellite and stuff like that.
Right.
And then you got things like, you know, like Night of Red Rum and you know, Hothead that had like the, you know, you have like a kind of old vibe. You know, that like Hothead, the little cadence he's doing and shit was like, damn, you know.
Yeah.
That was really like dope. Real creepy. Like
talking about throwback to cadences, let's go to Flip the Rat and talk about Revenge. Which sounds just like Sleepwalker to me.
That's
bro.
What I'm saying. Like, there's the
it was just like, I heard that.
Really
I'm like,
fresh.
Yo, what is this right now? But it was like Sleepwalker, but just like angry.
Yeah.
And it wasn't trying to remake it. And
No.
It was just taking that formula, that
saying.
Cadence.
No, yeah, I get it. I totally get what you're saying.
You should, because you fucking produced it. But,
I just love this shit, man. Yeah. It's like, you know, there's just a perfect mixture of stuff on there. You know what I mean?
There's not one song I don't like.
No.
It's just great.
like Nobody's Fault's perfect example of like some newer sounding type stuff.
Right.
But it's got like, you know, there's always like that slow song on an ICP record. Mm-hmm. That one's it. You know what I mean? And I love that fucking song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's different. You know, I've seen a lot of love for that, you know, and then, you know.
Yeah, dude, that one snuck up on me too. I was not a fan of it at first. I'll be honest. And then the more I hear it, I'm like, I don't know why, but I'd really like to see a video for that one. I don't know. Like, I don't know
like,
what it would be about, but I
you
would
know,
just like
I've seen
to
a couple
see it.
People say, too, they're like, you know, I don't know about this song. Mm-hmm. And then you know, fast forward a couple days and you're like, yo, fuck what I said.
Right.
That shit was dope. You know, because once you actually hear, like, what he's saying and stuff in there, you're like, holy fuck.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
yeah.
Who don't feel like that? You know what I mean? Yep. Like, very relatable song. You know, it's just very dope. These guys really did.
And you know what I like?
An amazing
talking
job.
About, we had a lot of fun leading up to this album. There was a lot of things we all talked about, and we all got together, like everybody here at the office.
Yeah.
ICP, Billy, us, fucking Anthony, everybody. And we talked about like what were some of our most fun moments for us? Because we're all from different eras. You're Ringmaster. My older brother was into Amazing Jekyll Brothers. I was 9 years old when the Jekyll Brothers came out.
You were just a wee lad.
I was just a wee little baby. And that's what got me into this shit. And we all would talk about our different eras and what was fun. And doing things like the, and I hope everyone had fun, doing the scavenger hunt, you know, to get the track list. We wanted, everyone was like, where's the track list? We're like, no, let's have some fun with it. You know, let's make people work for it. But how do we modernize that and have some fun with it, you know? One thing that I like that you guys did, and I'm still trying to figure it out, is you apparently snuck the name of the next Joker's card.
Oh, yeah.
Into this album.
What's up with that?
It was reportedly said, what, 8 times?
I think it reportedly. Said 7 Report, to 8 or
yeah,
9
somewhere,
or something.
Somewhere around there. But
I think it was 8.
So, and the only reason I'm saying that is because I see a lot of people hashtagging what they think it is. A lot of people, I see Machete Eddie. A lot of people are having different guesses. So, and it's pretty dope, man, because I don't even know it yet, you know? Right. So that's what's really fresh is I like to be, I live this too. People got to remember we're all juggalos here, you know? And we're trying to make things as fun as possible. And we listen to a lot of what you guys say online, believe it or not. Like, trolls, no. But, like, people that are like, man, this is dope, and this is really dope. We want, like, you guys make this scene. You know, you guys are the glue to all this that gets to – is the reason these things are fun, you know? So that's what I really want to go into this new era. If we're going to throw another F word out, why don't we do fun? You know what I'm saying? Fun Fred – or Fearless Fred Fun Fridays. Fun with Fred.
Yeah.
Fun.
But no, for real. The release parties. Yo, can we talk about that real quick?
That was.
Okay, because I'll go first because I know you had a fucking bomb ass one too.
Yeah.
I got flown to South Dakota, a place I've never been to. Yep. I was in Sioux Falls. And for the longest, I thought it was called Swix. Because it's spelled very. I'm like, yo, why don't you just do S-U-E, my guys? But it's Sioux Falls, not Swix. Falls. I get off the plane. You know, I left Michigan. It was like 20 degrees. It's like -10 in Sioux Falls. Sioux Falls is like, we got you. Yeah. Then I'm like, all right, they don't have Uber there. You got to Lyft. I got to give a huge shout out to
homie. Welcome to Sioux.
Sioux. You dummy. I got to give a huge shout out to the homie, Gorilla Pimp. He was dope as hell. He was one of the acts on for my release party. Hit me up and was like, yo, do you need a ride? Do you need help with anything? And I was like, oh, yeah, I was going to Uber. He's like, we don't Uber here. I'm like, yo, Billy, where'd you send me to, bro? They don't have Uber here. But they Lyft.
So what did you do to
they
deserve
Lyft,
that? Man?
Right. But I didn't know what to expect. We get to the venue. This place is nice as fuck. And there was a little over 100 people turned out. For Sioux Falls. I've never been there, you know? And they all came with it, bro. Like, I met so many cool people out there. I had such a good time. The Smash Bros. Tournament was dope. We got to have such a good time. And then I got to check in with you guys because you guys got to run the hometown show here in Pontiac.
Yeah.
How did that go? You guys talk.
It was
incredible.
Yes. It was really dope. Man, there was the fucking turnout was super dope.
Live.
You know, of course, the Crowfoot always, you know, they're awesome. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We're up in the Pike Room, and the vibe was there. Everybody was excited.
Everyone.
Right when we got in, you know, I was like, you know, we're just going to play the record, you know, both Fred and Flip throughout the night. Like, just don't stop. Repeat that shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So we had that shit spinning all night. So that was our house music for the night. You know what I mean? So everybody's just in there just vibing out, listening, having a good time. We had some acts come through, you know, Medical Records, and then...
Kovacs, yeah, right there?
Yes, Kovacs. You know, Kovacs is so ill too, man.
Yeah.
So if everybody isn't on,
hella,
you know, if you ain't up on your game about Kovacs, you know, check that motherfucker out because he's super dope.
Oh yeah.
And I brought a surprise guest, Extra Overdose,
damn,
who is also fucking mad dope, man.
That
dude is super fresh. So yeah, it just turned out great, man. We had a lot of people in there. Everybody, you know, everybody was just super excited about the album. The people that had already, you know, heard it, you know, all that, you know, people are getting it, going out to their fucking car. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yo, this shit is fresh. Just sitting there listening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and the people who had streamed it, you know, everybody's up just.
Yeah.
Showing mad love.
The
mad
buzz
love.
Is real.
The buzz
Everyone's
real.
Excited.
You know,
the underground
like,
is
You know, I
want to
say
fine.
Something, though. I said to Josh when I was there, you know, it's so funny because it's happened every show that I've ever been on, you know, or tour or anything. Like, same thing happened when we were out with ABK and all these like things way back in the the day, it's like we had all this like Fred Fury promo. We brought their posters, stickers, and flyers, mm-hmm. you know, because we're just like, you know, here, you know, we want people to have this, you know, yeah. have it, put yeah. it places, promote this shit. So I have it all set up. We got like yeah. a bunch of it because, you know, we're like, man, we're going to give people all this stuff. So give everybody it all leaves away, with right? stickers and all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is, you know, the point of promo.
Yeah.
But, so people come up, man, and you got like, man, you have like, say this is like the motherfucking thing. Bro. People be like,
hey,
you know what I mean?
You and can I'm have that.
There, I'm like, hey, man. So everybody comes up. I'm like, yo, man, that shit's free. And they're like, oh, word. Like,
I'll yeah. tell people take a whole bunch, and they're like, this, you
know,
much.
And then yeah. some, yeah. people, yeah. Then you got people like we're yeah. up there. We're telling people, we're like, man, like you know, joking, take, right? Take some, yeah. like take, you know. Take a poster. They're just like grabbing one little thing and like looking at you. Like everything they grab, they're like,
yeah. See, if that was me, I'd have been like $5, you know. Bitch.
So like,
he started messing with people.
So I was fucking with people, you know what I'm saying? And then like Josh, he was over there and he was like, hey man, take some of that stuff. He's like, and this guy's like, oh man, well I put this shit up everywhere. I'll go fucking fire the fucking parking lot and everything. We're like, take it, man, take yeah. it. You know, just Josh telling him to take this shit. So this guy starts grabbing up all these posters and shit, and I was like, yo man, the fuck are you doing, bro? I'm like, this dude's like, you know, he's like, you know, I'm like, no, nah, I'm just fucking with you. I was like, take that shit.
I yeah. think one of you the know? Favorite parts for me was watching you on stage. He was the you most energetic fun. I've ever gotta seen him. And
yeah,
he was having so yeah. much, you know,
we,
fun.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
No, it was,
but it was just, it was all fun, man.
Yeah,
you know, and from what I've heard from everybody who's come back and said their stories, you know, Rude Boy, everybody yeah. had. A very successful and great party. You yeah. know what I mean? Like, they were all just really successful.
Jumpsetti was fucking... Yeah. L.A. was off the chart. New Orleans, the Mardi yes. Gras shit. Like, come on,
man,
bro.
Anywhere, I'll tell everybody. You what. Anywhere Ouija Mac is, man.
Dude.
That dude's little moves. I can't even... man, I fucking
speaking
love,
of, that motherfucker...
I love his fucking moves, he man. Dropped Ouija, the, I fucking love you. Where's the camera on me?
He's
right
somewhere.
There. Ouija, help. I fucking love you.
We
You're
love
my
you.
Friend.
We love you.
Come home.
He's a good guy.
Come home, guy.
Come home.
Come home, guy. No, but Ouija Mac dropped some hot new shit, man. Check out his Facebook, his Instagram. He's got some new shit on
videos.
YouTube.
Oh, man. That dude are you kidding dropping me? Constant fucking videos. Constantly.
I,
and if you don't have it yet, pick up both his albums. We have Gutter Water.
Yeah.
Water Damage. You know, Ouija drops... 10,000 albums
and merch
a week
and all this.
I want to give him
somehow
a shout out.
On the 10,000 albums, he'll drop 20,000 videos.
Right.
I don't know where all these videos come from.
It's good marketing.
Yeah. And you just be dropping videos. Yeah. I'm like, damn, man.
No,
Ouija's got an unlock.
You know what was really dope? And this is no bullshit. It was a few days ago. I want to say maybe, I don't know, 4 or 5 days ago. He texted me out of the blue. And he was like, hey, man. He was like, I just want to say, like, You're killing it, dude. He was like, you're like, I'm seeing big things from you. He's like, I'm happy to be your friend. Like, I'm glad where I'm. And I text him. I'm like, coming from you, bro. I go. I'll be honest. I know a lot of cats in this scene.
Yeah.
He doesn't sleep. He doesn't take days off, man.
No.
And he makes things happen himself. And I told him, and I seen it because he hearted my message via iPhone.
Yes.
I said, I go, your shit and what you do and that grind, that hustle, that yeah. motivates me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, in the back of my mind, knowing this team, everybody in this fucking team, man, is grinding. You two.
He's motivated.
Yeah. I'll tell anybody. I don't ever brag about myself because that just ain't my thing. But I brag about my team. I brag about Psychopathic. I brag about you two, Creep Team, What's Good.
Oh, stop.
Creep Anthony team. Back there. It's like Creep this whole team? Crew of people.
Creep Squad, bro.
The show squad. Wasn't supposed to happen tonight.
Yeah.
And I got to show mad love. You ready for this?
Yep.
I got to show mad. We're talking about hardworking people. We're talking about hardworking motherfuckers that don't stop, that don't sleep, that give it their all, that they do whatever is necessary for this team so we can all strive together. You want to know what that is?
Grab this. Oh, shit. What you got?
This right here. What this is a, it? This is a bazooka. It actually has a round in the chamber. For in case you're just feeling really off that day, you can end it all here. I got to show love to the Psychopathic Soldiers Street Team. I don't give a fuck, bro. We have fun like nobody else has fun. I'm so glad that I got to help be a part of this street team. Much love to everybody that's still sending emails ever since the Weekly Freakly dropped. We're trying to get with you guys as much as possible to get everything in order. Please bear with us. well, how do you say thank you for the work that, that these people are doing for us, man? Like, they got promo up everywhere.
Yeah. No one works harder.
I'll say it. I've never been a part of any other street team, but I swear to you, this is the coolest street team. Where these motherfuckers are animals, and they stay on top of my shit, and I need that, man. Like, I get overwhelmed sometimes. We all work five jobs here, right?
Yeah.
And these guys help, and some of them I've never even met before.
No.
And they're just like, yo, what do you need from us, man?
They're the coolest people.
They're the coolest people. I woke up at 6 in the morning one day and just had to write a message to my street teamers like, I fucking love you guys, man. Like, thank you so much. And there's still so much work to be done. But I just want you guys to know this. And I tell you guys this all the time. I told you this before because this is a true story.
It's true.
We had a private meeting at 6 o'clock today. Eastern time. And we were just talking about things that are upcoming and having our street team meetings because, we get crazy. And
pizza parties.
We were like all in the room and everyone's like, yo, why don't we do a creep team juggalo show tonight?
It was actually me.
It wasn't straight. It was all me. No. It was. And everyone's like, do it. What do we got to do? Do you need? And I'm like, yo, let's call Nick and Anthony up. Let's call Jump Steady.
I did.
You might have said
that. I actually, the first thing out of my mouth was, hey, let's call Anthony.
I remember that.
It's like, let's just call Anthony.
I get no points.
And only Anthony, because Anthony is the fucking best.
I get no points? No, but for real.
No, for real. We miss Nick. Nick is the homie.
We love you, Nick.
But I just want to say we're still growing the team. We're always looking for people to help. Even if there's a street team in your area is filled, we appreciate everything you guys do on social media. You see the official Psychopathic Soldier Street Team logo, and you're going to see it very soon on the social media. Feel free to make that your profile picture,
I
want to
say something, though. You know, just so they know, all of us, like, it's not just, you know, like, Keegan and all that stuff. Yeah, I know he's the one you guys deal with direct, but we all know. We see what you guys do. You know, I see the shit all you guys do, you know, and it's really dope. Like I was telling you, like, it was so fresh, like, during the Fred Fury promo stuff. You know, people are out there, they're just like, yo, we're fucking making our own. Yeah. They're taking flyers off the internet, fucking printing them, drawing them up, doing everything. Just like, yo, check it out. Like, there was, like, the effort was there. You know, they was fucking booming with that shit.
We don't create the buzz and get on these billboard charts without our team. Everybody here works their ass off. But, yo, we got the most lit street team out there.
They don't waste time is what I'm saying. Like, no, we're like, hey, we got all this promo. We're about to send you all these posters and shit. We're like, we'll overnight the motherfuckers, you know? They're still printing the shit up, doing some shit. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, I've seen some stickers in some crazy spots,
just
too.
Just so you know, to the street teamers out there, man, it just noted, man, that we all see it. We all see what you guys do. You know, so know that, like, you know, we all appreciate that shit. We, you know, it's very fresh.
Yeah.
And we do have a great group of people.
And we got some fun stuff lined up for them, boy. Yes. They ain't even ready, boy. They ain't even ready.
Actually, seeing what they've done, they might.
No, they're going to be ready. Yeah, they're ready. They're way more prepared than we are. But that's for real. I just have to show them love, man, because we appreciate it, man. Like, we're in a new era. Things are different.
What's great is there's people, like, not only just our street teamers and everything, but, like, just the people in here too. Like, we're all like, man, like, you know, you got the people in this building that have been here since the beginning of this. And then you got people like us who have now been put in, you know, this position where we're at in here, and where, you know, where the people grew up listening to this shit, you know, so it's like, man, it's all there, you know, it's all there now. Like, I mean, look at, like, the buzz, the vibe around the Fred Fury album alone has just been amazing to see such a spark again. You know what I mean? Like, people are really, really, like, into it. You know what I mean? Just like the whole world right now, the Juggalo world is just fucking booming right now, man. You know,
this is our business, outside of work, you know?
Yeah, I know.
You know. We love this, you know. So it's just, you can tell.
That's what I'm just saying. It's we're in a new time, and I gotta show love to Psychopathic because
The opportunity.
Hey, we've the Creep team right here. We've been best friends long before we came to Psychopathic. Oh yeah. And we've all been grinders, man. And I've said it. We've all been the underdogs, man. Josh schools it with all his I say it all the time. His photography, his videos.
You are my very, very best friend.
You're killing me right now. As I can't sing. I'm the weakest of the group.
Whoa.
Singing wise, strength wise.
Okay. I was gonna say, I feel like.
I'll beat you up. Yeah. Okay. But I mean, no, we're
good at it.
This is a perfect example of us being like underdogs at our profession, like straight doing what you did. Like no one knew, knew to an extent before, like who you were taking over. Still, I remember people were like, "Who's Straight Jacket?" People fucking know now. They know now. You know what I'm saying? Same. It was the same chip to where I always wanted to be a comedian and do things different. Well, something that no one's ever done in this scene. And I had a lot of doors shut in my face, man. But there's been a handful of people that have helped. And you guys have stood by my side. And it's a perfect example of when today was where, like, there's no Juggalo show. And people are like, oh, some people are upset. Some people are trolling. Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? No, fuck that, man. Like, well, fuck that. Know, but credit to Psychopathic, because they let us do our thing.
For sure.
And they appreciate what all ideas that we all come to the table and we're all having fun doing this. I don't care, man. There ain't a team in this scene like this, man. And I cherish the fuck out of it. Everybody outside this building that's helping, doing what you're doing, like, we see you guys, man. Like,
well, you know, it's hard. It's, you know, there's big shoes to fill in all of our positions and everything we do. You know, going into this, like, when he told me when you know, Jay and Shags, they were like, you know, you're going to do this. You know, we're going to do this fucking record, you know, it's just crazy because, you know, all I'm thinking of, you know, like I said, you know, the time I grew up, it was all just Mike Clark. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm like, you know, Mike Clark, and then on to Mike P, and then on to, you know, to Kuma, which, you know, I got to give mad props out to Kuma, who taught me a lot of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Always, like, you know, that dude showed me a lot of shit. And not just since I've been here. This is before me, and Kuma's time goes before my time here at Psychopathic. And that guy has just shown me so much, you know what I mean? So it feels good to, you know, do a good product, you know. And he called me when the album released and everything and was like, man, you know, you did it, you know.
He's
like,
awesome.
It sounds great. He was like, sounds great. You got it, you know. So shout out to fucking Brian Kuma,
fuck,
man.
Yeah.
Like,
legend.
Kuma, he's the fucking man. Day. But, you know, to come in here, you know, of course, like, you know, I see a lot of juggalos, like, you know, it's like you automatically are getting compared to you're held up to a standard, man. You know, it's like, you know,
and
this
rightfully
is
so.
Mike Clark, Mike P, Kuma, you know, is just everybody who's been in and out of here. You know, everybody that's been in and out of here. It's a lot to live up to. You know what I mean? You just get thrown into it and you're like, oh shit, you know, because I came in here and I did Lights record, but, you know, it was like we were both like new to like being in like this environment. We're like, holy shit, you know, because he's a juggalo, I'm a juggalo. We're like, fuck.
Yeah.
You know? And they pretty much were like, here's a studio. Here's the, you know, go at it. Make this fucking record. Mm-hmm. And we did, you know, and people love that record. You know what I mean? And then it just, you know, the more I got in, the more, you know, working in this environment, you know, it's just the skills got up there. You know, we just kept going, grinding. I kept teaching myself more and more and, you know, getting schooled by everybody. You know, everybody lends in help, man. Like the team, you know, everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants everybody to
succeed.
You know what I mean? Yep. And it's great. You know,
it
and
helps
it's like
us all.
Yeah.
And now we're at a point, like obviously you guys are in here now, you know, it's like we got our team in here, you know, and we started out, you know, all of us three together. You know, our journey started with us three together over, you know, at Native World and stuff.
Absolutely.
And then we've gone on
great
from
times.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so shout out to them too. You know, it's like it's everything has led up to
if
where we're at.
Them,
you know, and
right.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, so Killa and everybody, you know, everything.
Nothing but love.
Thank you.
Nothing but love to everybody who's helped us in our career in any way. Everyone.
Yep.
Everyone.
All of you.
Everyone.
No.
Everyone.
But just so you know, everybody knows that, man, everyone's appreciated who had any involvement with what we do here and where we've come in our lives. And, you know, we're living out dreams here. You know, this was my dream when I was 15 years old. 15.
Yeah.
Being like, you know, man, you know, I told myself I'm going to be on Psychopathic Records one day. You know what I'm saying? And, you know.
Honestly,
got
no
bullshit.
I thought
I was going to be like an artist on there. But you would have told me, hey, you were going to produce the fucking, you know, fourth Joker's card of the second deck. I had a punch in your fucking face.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
I'd have felt bad about it.
Wow. Yeah. But no, this scene is what all, you know, why we're all here. It's really helped us grow. Juggalos have had our back. And we don't take it for granted.
Juggalos are the best, man.
No, I don't give a fuck.
There's not another like fan base, and it's like it's so much more than that. You know,
it
I hate even saying fan base because it's just, you know,
yeah,
It is.
We're getting emotional, bro, but I like that because we talk about shit like this, man. This is
crying. Josh is crying. I'm fucking crying.
That's what this building runs on, man. Is the motivation. Yeah, and tears. Tears of our peers.
Nick just texted me. He's crying.
He's crying. Everybody's crying. Billy called me. He said if he had tear ducts, he'd be crying.
He doesn't cry.
Billy does not cry.
No, he does not.
Billy had his tear ducts removed.
Yep.
Back in.
When?
47. When before he was even thought, he was like, "I know when my time comes, he came prepared. Cry,
that's right.
Don't you cry, you bastard."
He's like the fucking sensei.
Like, no, man, but it's so dope. Don't cry, and I'm just loving all the fun. I'm seeing like heart reacts.
No, it is really fun right now,
isn't it?
It is really fun.
Like, what did Stan Lee say, bro? Honestly,
like, I'll tell you something, man. Like, during the process of the record, like, we have been fucking locked away.
Yeah.
So coming out of that, like,
you came tunnel, out, bro.
Yeah, I took
hyperbolic time chamber.
But coming out of like that tunnel of making the record, you know, and to come into all of this love and stuff, and then, you know, towards, you know, after
it's crazy.
The end of it, like you guys coming in and everything, we everything is just
yeah.
No, it's just awesome. It's
magical, bro.
It is very magical.
I don't give a fuck. It's magical.
It's incredible to be a part of something so powerful.
Yeah. But no, what I was going to say is Stan Lee said, man,
what'd he say?
If you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why I stopped clocking in.
So,
yeah.
Josh works here for karma points.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep, which he can redeem.
Clout points, too.
Yep.
Yep.
I work for clout points. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Josh, straight, what do you work here for?
Well, I work for, actually, I get into every meet and greet for free.
Hey, I better tell you real quick, though. Erica was in here. She was like, you better give me a shout out, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
So.
I'm
just saying, yo. Bro.
Yeah, my girl.
Tell us about your rock.
Tell her.
I'll tell you what. She went through it. You talk about a hard time.
Yeah.
Man.
Then you guys have a baby?
She was pregnant during, you know, this last, you know, the last year pretty much.
Yeah.
So.
That's how it works.
You know, and there was so much time, man. You know, we spent on this record. It was hell at times, man, just because we worked so hard. I mean, day and day. There was days, like, I remember the longest period stretch that we did. Like I went, like damn near 30 fucking hours straight because we had just things we had to get done. You know what I mean? Man, shit got crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, shout out to
your booth.
My beautiful boo thing.
And if she didn't see, I mean,
for putting up with me, because it got stressful. There was a lot of ups and downs of the Wicked Clowns.
Shout out to the comic books here.
Yeah. But man, there cool, was just, it was a process. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it was
it made you guys stronger.
You know, but you know, I will say going into it, you know, Violent J told me, he's like, look, this is what's about to happen, and you have to like make sure your family understands. He seriously told me, like, you're going to go into this tunnel.
Yeah.
He's like, and it's going to fucking suck, and we're going to fucking go at each other's throats. And, you know, when it happened a few times, all of us, you know, it gets
passion.
You know, there's just so much going on, and, you know, sometimes things go perfect, and sometimes you're like, fuck, man, you know, like, what's missing here, you know? Like,
yeah.
You know, there was a lot of ups and downs, you know what I mean? And, it gets very stressful, but he told me at the start, he's like, we're going to go in this tunnel. He's like, and all this shit's going to happen. And it all did. Everything he fucking said happened.
Yeah.
But he's like, but when we come out of this tunnel, we're going to have this record, and you're going to have all this, and this is all this, you know, and he just, all this positive stuff that he's like, you know, I'll tell you what, halfway through it, I was like, you lying motherfucker. You lying motherfucker. But, you know, we came out and everything was exactly as he said. You know what I mean? So, you know, obviously he's been through that process multiple times. You know, these guys.
Yeah.
I don't have to tell you what these guys have achieved in their careers. You know what I mean? I'm staring at platinum and gold plaques right now. You know what I'm saying?
I feel the heat off of them.
Yeah. It's very shiny. So, with that being said, you know, it was a long process, but she put up with it. And my family put up with it, you know, my kids, you know, I love my kids and my girl and my whole family and, you know, all my friends that I didn't get to see, even you guys.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It was like for real. We were locked
away.
Lost
you for a minute.
We were locked the fuck away. You know what I mean? So all those messages I still haven't answered to anybody.
I know people think we ignore. And that's like the hardest thing I have to say is like, you don't understand.
But anyway, I love you,
babe. We try not to be rude, but you got to just, like, bear with us. Like, sometimes this gets overwhelming. Yeah. We get backed up. Like, we're all
working.
Since
the record came out, it's been, like, nonstop. And then you'll see it, like, sometimes I'll just be sitting here, and I won't even see a message from anybody previous to that. And then, like, you know, Joe Johnson will just all of a sudden be like, well, fuck you then.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And then I'm like, you know what? And then I open it up. And then it'll be like 10 other messages over the last 5 days that I missed from him. I just literally didn't see him. And he's like, fuck you. And then he's like, see, I knew you were seeing my shit because he seen me open it. And I'm like, yo, man.
For real.
Wait, what the fuck?
Like, even our family suffers that sometimes. Like, I ain't going to front. And it's like, please understand, we do not, like, we're not trying to dodge nobody. It's just, it's a lot of work, man. Like, but that's, you know that coming in. It's a sacrifice you have to make. And you know, we're all hungry. You know, we want to take on as much as we can.
There's more pizza.
Yeah, there's
so, no, there really is pizza. There. Yo, what's good?
Yeah, there's more pizza.
I'm getting gassy. You hear that?
If you're hungry.
I don't want to.
You felt that one, I
did.
Bro.
Right. I actually did feel
who
that
has the air freshener?
I just
Anthony.
But before we get too off the rails here, I want to also say, thank you all for a crazy Juggalo weekend. That was so. I know you guys didn't get to make it, which sucks because I wanted my boys there.
Oh, I was there.
You were there. Yeah,
I was there.
You were there. You leave your body in your sleep, and you were there.
No,
you just.
I was in your.
Oh, you were in the luggage.
What? I was in your house.
I got lost.
Didn't I go to your house?
I travel with you wherever you go.
Oh, I went to your mansion.
Ooh.
Because that's the mansion that Fred
built. No, actually,
Josh
did came and took pictures of my baby.
I did came.
Ooh. Mr. Baby. We called the baby Mr. Baby.
Yep. Mr. Baby.
He's amazing.
He's official. He's awesome, bro.
He actually took a trip to the studio.
Bro, I bought him. I forgot. I bought him a little baby Groot plush doll that goes, I am Groot. Dude, because you were like, Avengers is his favorite movie.
He loves Avengers.
I'm like, we got to get our boy started off.
You know,
it's
crazy because, like, I don't know if this is fucked up or not. I'm, like, undecided about it yet, but my baby sits here and he watches Avengers. He sees Spider-Man. He sees Captain America. He sees all of them. He sees Thanos, and he's like, he fucking for real will, like, just crack up. Like, he loves Thanos.
He's sick.
Like, I don't know.
Looks like Barney.
I don't fucking know what it is, but, man, he loves that movie. Like, he'll be just screaming, and, like, you put that shit on. He sees Thanos just fucking the Hulk up, and he's like, yes.
Yeah. No, that's fucked up, bro, because I'm a Hulk guy, bro.
He watches two things. Weirdest baby in the world. He watches fucking Avengers and Friends. He will sit there with my girl, with Erica, and he will fucking watch Friends all fucking day. And I'm not talking like, you know, just like whatever. Like, he just stares at the screen. Like, I come home, like, hey, you know, trying to get his attention. He's just staring at the screen like, yeah. I see you, Dad.
Yeah.
I'm watching this
shit, okay? Can you keep your goddamn voice down?
But anyway.
No.
That baby
loves
that shit.
It's a smart baby. Weird.
I'm sure the next Juggalo show, we'll get a proper recap of Juggalo Day weekend, but make sure you guys leave your stories there. You never know. We might read them.
Yeah.
It is getting late. We wanted to make sure we did a show for you guys.
Yes.
Thank you so much, like, for real, from the bottom of our hearts for tuning in. We're not sorry if we tricked you. I know we said we weren't going to do a show, but surprise, bitch.
Oh, dab.
Oh!
Dab. So here we are. Don't ever count us out, man. Psychopathic, creep team, we get it. Straight Jack, you got any closing statements?
Well, make sure you go to your local record store and you pick up Fearless Fred Fury by the Insane Clown Posse. And if you can, use the digital code inside to redeem and purchase your copy of Flip the Rat, also by Insane Clown Posse, produced by me.
Shameless plug. You can also get it at psychopathicmerch.com.
But anyway, nah, man, for real, man, much love to all you guys. Much love to the street team. Much love to everybody. Quick recap, we love everyone.
Yep.
Keep doing what you're doing. You know, if you haven't yet, check out the videos. Make sure you tune in tomorrow to World Star. Check out The Cypher. It's fucking dope, as well as everything that we put out and everything we do because we are the shit.
That is true.
Okay, yeah.
That is true. Thank you.
I think you summed it up. Yeah.
Thank you. J-Dog, Joshua.
What's up, man?
Closing statements.
Oh, hey, man. Joshua.
I'm not normally on here. Thanks for
Thanks
for having me, and thank you for all the kind words that everyone said. And,
mm-hmm. Yeah. This is good. I feel
everything
good.
That he said.
We feel good.
Because I don't.
We needed this.
Yes.
Right? We really needed
it. It was
this.
Fun.
It was.
You can check out Joshua. He is a very nice photographer, videographer.
I don't do that stuff.
He does everything. Graphics, everything. Yada, 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 yada.
Any
yada
last media. Words, Keegan?
Yada Media.
Here we go.
Now you wait. Check what it about out. Anthony?
No. Yep.
Anthony, last words. Scream something.
What's up, man? Say it.
Oh, man. I'm just glad we were able to pull through. We got this thing going tonight.
No. Yes. Shout out to Anthony. Fuck that. Shout out to Anthony
last
for driving
minute.
Out.
Yes, Anthony. No. Anthony saved the fucking.
For real,
come in
bro.
Here, saved the day. We did this
you.
Shit.
Thank you.
Very nice.
No, it worked. It still wasn't perfect, but you know what? This team don't give up. Yeah, yeet.
We just did this straight up fucking podcast, Joe Rogan podcast style.
Yeah.
You know, no videos.
No.
No things. Nothing was, you know, I was terrified coming in the house. Like, we don't have anything prepared.
He said, I'm not doing it five times.
I said, I wasn't doing this. They drug me back in here.
He said he wouldn't do it unless I came.
Honestly,
that's the only reason I'm here.
I almost left. And then
he almost did.
He was like,
pizza.
We got a pizza.
Yep.
But and you got to come up to the radio
you
room.
Yeah.
They waited. I couldn't even have a piece downstairs. I had to come all the way up here.
His hands are still dirty.
They were like, there's a pizza upstairs. And someone said they might have seen Mankini. I ran up the stairs. And I don't run for anything.
No, we all know that's a lie. Yeah. You briskly walked up.
I did briskly walk. Briskly walking is running to me. Those motherfuckers who speed walk through the fucking malls, they are jetting at top speed to me.
Yeah, that's true. Just
I'm
to get
like
a glimpse.
I'm a heavy walker.
Heavy walker.
But you're actually, looking good, guy. You are. You've been on a diet. Yeah. You've lost about 3 pounds and you're fucking killing.
It shows. It shows.
No, but honestly, I can't tell you guys how I can sit here and tell you how much I love my team, but I fucking love my team, bro.
Woo.
Like psychopathic. They're just learning from them, learning the ways from the masters, from the geniuses.
A lot of knowledge.
Jump Steady and the Billy master, Bill and Violent J and Shaggy and Rude Boy, just all taking us under their wings, man, and fucking teaching us
years
the ways
of experience.
Hey, let me ask you a question, just really quick.
Go ahead.
Okay.
With this Supermania, what is it?
Supermania. Yeah.
Be careful.
Who do you got?
Come on, don't do that to me, bro. I'm torn. I'm friends with both. This thing has gotten way out of hand.
You know,
way out of hand.
I am also torn because I have seen both of them do some pretty ruthless shit in the ring. But I feel like it is definitely going to be one for the books.
A bloodbath.
A bloodbath.
A slobber knocker.
Oh,
super.
By God, he broke him in half.
I'll tell you what. That was one of my favorite things about the first few gatherings is like the just being up on that fucking ring so close and watching Rude Boy just gush fucking blood everywhere.
Dude, hardcore.
You know, so hardcore.
Very.
He's a legend, a guru at what he does. But I'm actually next week going to be starting a petition to end the match. I don't want to see brothers fight. I want to see us all come together, bro. Right.
They said they wouldn't do it.
Just kidding. I want to see somebody knock their
shit.
Fucking head off,
shit.
Bro.
We're not doing that. We're not stopping
No, man.
That.
I'm coming up the top rope with a steel chair and a pocket full of thumbtacks, bro. Mick Foley style, bitch. I don't know why I'm moving my head like a chicken. But anyways, back to what I was saying.
Yes.
I love my team. Fearless Fred Fury. My God, man. I'm so glad everyone gets to experience it.
Tomorrow.
But I need you guys to know that you are all
the other camera
a part of this. Look at that.
What is that?
Look,
that's
Fred.
On.
That's Fred.
Hold on,
show him. Don't do it to him. Oh, he did it to him. Okay.
Where do you get that?
At psychopathicmerch.com from your redeemable code inside of Fred Fury. Okay. You can also buy Fred digitally. Flip. You can fuck off or illegally stream it, and then we'll come to your house and fucking poke you right in your eyes.
Is it okay if I stream it on Spotify?
Yes.
We'll allow
it. Cool. So thank you guys so
all
much to the Juggalos. We do it for you. World Star Hip Hop tomorrow. Be ready for that cipher. We're dropping that cipher.
World Star.
More news tomorrow? I don't know. Maybe. Gathering site this weekend. Ticket information coming soon. It ain't canceled, bitch.
It's just a Fred Fury fist in your face.
The only thing getting canceled are these fucking haters' internet subscriptions.
What?
Because they're not paying their bills.
What haters?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What haters?
We love zero. We love the fuck out of you guys. Yes. I don't take this for granted. The underground is alive, bro. We're doing this together. We're all fighting back. But look how fast I punch. See that shit? You get that shit? Yeah, Anthony got it. He's scared. He actually left. All right. Thank you guys so much. We will see you very soon. Stay tuned. Keep it locked into the social media. Lots coming, boys. Cypher tomorrow.
Oh!